What's good? What's good? We're back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pigott, author of the Paul Pigott Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, what events, and much, much more. Today, I'm going to react to this whack and bogus ESPN Top 100 NBA rankings. Before we do that, though, I want to give you a word from PromoPalace.biz.
Marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You heard a beautiful lady. If you need online marketing promotions, please go to promopalace.biz. Get 15% off music promo at promopalace.biz. Use coupon code Labor Day 2023. You can get 15% off site-wide. And that also covers the t-shirts, the new little apparel t-shirts, available on our merchandise link under promopalace.biz, or you can also type in newletter.com and that would take you directly to the promopalace.biz merchandise link. All right, let's get into it. Bogus NBA rankings.
100 player rankings for the 2023-24 season, and we're going to go through the whole entire...
Hold up. Let's run that back. You see what the beginning that said? It said experts. Experts, my ass. Let's run that back. What does it say? 2023 NBA rank as voted by or voted on by NBA's panel of NBA experts. Experts, my ass.
ESPN has just dropped their top 100 player rankings for the 2023-24 season, and we're going to go through the whole entire list. I'm not going to give my opinion on many of them because 100 players, that's going to take a long time. So let's jump straight into it. At number 100, we've got Mitchell Robinson from the Knicks. 99, Jonas Valanciunas. 98, we've got Colin Sexton. 97, Grant Williams. 96, Harrison Barnes. 95, Jalen Williams of OKC, the one with no Y in his name. And this one was a shock to me. At 94, we've got Russell Westbrook. Last year, his rank was 65, so dropping 29. At 93, we've got Mike Conley. 92, Emmanuel Quickley. 91, Josh Hart. And 90, John Collins. A few New York Knicks players in the 90s. 89, we've got the new trailblazer, Robert Williams III. 88, we've got Kevon Looney. 87, we've got Buddy Hield. 86, this is a surprise as well, Kyle Kuzma. 85, Anthony Simons. 84, Clint Capella. 83, Tobias Harris.
I got to stop right there. Tobias Harris. I think there's definitely some guys that were lower than Tobias Harris that were far more valuable than Tobias Harris. And next up, as you see, is going to be a former Tar Heel, Cam Johnson, who's way more valuable than Tobias Harris at this point.
82, Cameron Johnson. 81, Bobby Portis. 80, the young fella, Jalen Green. 79, Tyler Hero. 78, Scoot Henderson.
Hold up. How the hell is Scoot Henderson already above some of these other cats? He hasn't even played a regular season NBA game yet, and we're already putting him at 78. And don't get me wrong, I think the Charlotte Hornets should have drafted Scoot Henderson, but like, damn, we can't be putting cats on a list that haven't played in a regular season game yet. That's kind of disrespect.
77, Jordan Clarkson. 76, Chris Paul. He dropped a massive 55 places. 75, Nikola Vucevic. 74, Cade Cunningham.
I got to stop right there. No way, no how is Cade Cunningham more valuable than Chris Paul right now, man. Cade Cunningham can't even stay healthy. And, yeah, he was the number one pick. He looked pretty good. But his career is about to pass him by if he can't get on the floor and stay healthy. Chris Paul, literally, you know, every team he goes to, they win. And they usually win significantly more. You know, let's think about this. I mean, Chris Paul leaves the Clippers and goes to the Rockets. And what do? They go to the Western Conference Finals. And he happens to get hurt, and James Harden can't close it out. Superstar James Harden wants all this money, can't close it out. So they trade him to Oklahoma. And people are thinking, well, you know, he might get bought out or whatnot. What does he do? Wheeled Oklahoma to the playoffs. And probably part of the reason why Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is as good as he is right now, because Chris Paul went there. So what does he do? He leaves there and he goes to Phoenix. And what did he do? I don't know. They only just go to the NBA Finals. That's it. That's it. They only go to the NBA Finals. And a lot of people are skeptical about how this Warriors thing is going to go, but if he embraces the role as being the floor general of the second unit, this could go very well. But no way, no how am I putting Cade Cunningham over Chris Paul just yet. Let's pump the fucking brakes on that one.
He dropped 39 places. I suppose he was injured for majority of last season, so that makes sense. But then 73, we've got Chet Holmgren who didn't.
Once again, what are we doing here? Do I think Chet Holmgren is going to be better than a lot of those cats that were below him? Probably, but he still got to play some meaningful games. What are we doing here?
Play last year, 72, Jordan Poole, 71, RJ Barrett, 70, Walker Kessler, 69, we've got Brook Lopez, 68, Michael Porter Jr.
Brook Lopez is a little too low in my mind.
Yeah, 67, OG Anunoby, 66, Austin Reeves.
Hold up, like, let's pump the brakes on this Austin Reeves shit. Like, Austin Reeves only did what he did, like, the second half of the season. He didn't even really play too much at the beginning of the season until they got rid of Russell Westbrook. And then he got more PT, and then he started shining. But, let's pump the brakes. He's still third fiddle. I don't know. I still don't know that he's necessarily better than all these cats that they got him above or they got below him.
There he is, AR, 65, Miles Turner, 64, Rudy Gobert, 63, Scotty Barnes, 62, Kristaps Porzingis, 61, Desmond.
I like Scotty Barnes, man, but he took a step back last year. What are we doing? What are we doing? Where's Desmond Bane? Desmond Bane is probably going to be putting up 25 points a game this coming up year. He's probably a little too low.
Bane, I think Desmond Bane's going to shock a lot of people this season. Yes. Especially when John Morant is not playing due to suspension.
Yes, and he's going to show you that he's probably more like top 30.
And he's going to lead the Grizzlies for sure. At number 60, we've got DeJounte Murray, 59.
Hold up. I'm not putting DeJounte Murray over Desmond Baines. I'm not taking DeJounte Murray over Desmond Baines. DeJounte Murray, yeah, he averaged 19-20 with the Hawks. But that sure as hell didn't do what they thought it was going to do with getting DeJounte Murray. Like, this is the thing. This is the problem with it, sports and the NBA in general. You got to stop thinking just because the guy is the best player on the worst team in the NBA that he's going to be a difference maker for your team. You got to stop thinking that. Because if he was such a difference maker, his team wouldn't be the worst team in the NBA. you know, like we got to stop thinking like, oh yeah, he's the star of a team, but is he really an all-star? Is he really an all-star? I mean, DeJounte Murray he's good, but he's not great. He's not great.
Nine, Marcus Smart, 58, Jeremy Grant, 57, Zion.
No way, no how do I want Jeremy Grant on my team over Marcus Smart. No way, no how. Zion, and now I understand Zion is injured and whatnot, but we're going to put Cade Cunningham over Chris Paul, and he's injured all the time. Zion is way too low. When Zion is healthy, damn, before Zion got hurt at the beginning of Pelican season, which I predicted him to be good if they had a healthy team. Zion, Brandon Ingram, and my man CJ McCollum and the rest of the cats, Valachunas or whatnot. They were number one they're number one in the West until Zion got hurt. Zion is more of a top 10, top 15 player when he's healthy.
Williamson, another one, because of his injuries, he's going to be that low. But next,
and that's the thing. What are we doing here? We're putting some guys high that are healthy over other guys when they shouldn't be. But then we're going to say, all right, this cat's injured, so we're going to punish him. And we're not just going to go off of his actual game when he's healthy.
Next year, if he can play well this season next year, look for him to be at least a top 20. 56, Fred VanVleet. 55, Draymond Green. 54, Andrew Wiggins.
Hold up. They got Fred VanVleet over Zion. Stop it, man. Wiggins over Zion. Draymond over Zion. What are we doing here?
53, Josh Giddey.
Josh Giddey over Zion. What are we doing here? Franz, oh my God. This list is so bogus.
52, Franz Wagner. 51, Aaron Gordon. Cracking the top 50, we've got Jared Allen at number 50. DeAndre Ayton at number 49.
Hold up. Oh, man. Hold up. I got to stop for a second. This is late. We got Zion, who's the number one player on the team when he's healthy, who also has Brandon Ingram and CJ McCollum. Below, Aaron Gordon, who is third or fourth best on his team. What are we doing here? We got DeAndre Ayton over Zion fucking Williams. I mean, what are we doing here, man? Who are these experts? Who are these experts? I want to know their names. I want to know exactly who these experts are that think DeAndre Ayton should be ranked higher than Zion. I don't care how hurt Zion is. He no way, no how do I rank DeAndre Ayton over him.
At number 48, LaMelo Ball. Number 47, Victor Wembanyama. Number 46, Chris Middleton.
Hold on, what are we doing here, man? Damn, we got Victor Wembanyama in the top 50, who might end up getting hurt like crazy. And we got Victor Wembanyama over Zion right now. You know how dominant Zion is when he's healthy? His field goal percentage is through the roof. It's
number 45, Julius Randle. Number 44,
Julius Randle over Zion.
McCollum, number 43.
CJ McCollum is second best on his team, but he's over Zion. What the fuck are we doing here?
James Harden.
No way, no how. James Harden. And James Harden should be below Tyrese Maxey, but we got James Harden at this point over
Tyrese Maxey, number 41. Klay Thompson.
Klay Thompson over Zion Williamson. Klay Thompson is third or fourth best on his team right now at this point.
Number 40, Evan Mobley. Number 39, DeMar DeRozan. Number 38, Zach LaVine. Number 37, Bradley Beal. Number 36, Darius Garland. Number 35, Ja Morant. That one's a shock to me. I said in the video yesterday, I don't really understand it. It would only go off.
Ja Morant, top 30. He's more like top 15.
Off his suspension. And then the next one surprises me as well. Number 34, Kyrie Irving. Number 33, we've got Mikal Bridges. Number 32, Jalen Brunson. Number
What are we doing here, man? We got Kyrie Irving. Yeah, he hit a game-winning shot in the championship. But Zion Williamson's came to Memphis and just turned him around like that. We got Jaren Jackson over John Morant. John Morant is the best player on his team, and we got Jaren Jackson over him. We got C.J. McCollum over Zion, and C.J. McCollum is third best on his team, and Zion is first best. I mean, what the fuck are we doing here, man?
31, experts my ass. Of the year, Jaren Jackson Jr., number 30, Paolo Banchero.
Hold on, man. Hold the fuck on. We got Paolo Banchero over who? Kill that shit right now. Kill that shit right now. Paolo Banchero was second best on his team. And we got him over Franz. What are we doing here, man? We're putting second best over the first best on the teams. We're putting third best over the first best on the teams. What the fuck are we doing here?
Number 29, Trae Young. Number 28, Lauri Markkanen was unranked last year, so that's pretty cool. Number 27, Brandon Ingram.
So we got Brandon Ingram, second best player on the team, ranked higher than Zion. We got C.J. McCollum, second best player on the team, ranked higher than Zion. Yeah, Zion has been hurt. He's been hurt. But, like, I'm confused why they rank, how they ranking this shit when you're literally, there's too many times where I'm seeing the second best player is ranked higher than the first best player. And in one instance, the third best player ranked higher than the first best player. What is going on?
Number 26, Jrue Holiday, the same as last year. Number 25, Pascal Siakam.
I like Pascal Siakam, but I don't know that he's more impactful than Jrue Holiday. I don't know that I want Pascal over Jrue.
Number 24, Kawhi Leonard. Number 20.
Oh, okay. See that? Kawhi Leonard's top 25, and he hasn't played a meaningful basketball in 3 years. But we're going to punish Zion? And then we're going to punish Ja Morant because what? Because he got in trouble? That affects his rankings on the court? What are we doing here, man? You're talking about some biased-ass rankings right here. Some non-expert biased-ass rankings.
23, De'Aaron Fox. Number 22, Domantas Sabonis. The Kings duo. Number 21, Tyrese Halliburton, a former Kings player. Number 20, Karl Anthony Towns. Number 19, Jaylen Brown. Number 18, Paul.
Karl Anthony Towns is a little too high for my taste. He's a little too high for my taste. He's a little too high for my taste. He's just a stat stuffer. That's all he is. Nothing he does affects the game of winning, really.
George, number 17, Jamal Murray.
And there's another. Hold up. What are we doing here, man? What are we doing here? Paul George be hurt a lot, too, man. Misses a lot of games. We're putting Paul George. So we got Paul George over Kawhi Leonard, where Paul George is second best on his team. We got Brandon Ingram and C.J. McCollum over Zion, and Brandon Ingram and C.J. McCollum second, third best. We got Paolo Banchero over Franz Wagner. He wasn't better than Franz Wagner last year, I can tell you that much. Maybe next year, but not last year. We got too many ones underneath the twos. What the fuck is going on here? These cats ain't experts.
Number 16, Bam Adebayo. Number 15, Donovan Mitchell. Number 14, Damian Lillard. Number 13, Anthony Edwards. Number 12, Jimmy Butler. Number 11, Devin Booker. And now we're getting in.
This is going to be a strong take. Maybe not. I would switch Booker and Butler. I would switch Booker and Butler. I mean, Booker couldn't win shit squat until he got Chris Paul. I mean, he had Mikal Bridges, a number one pick in Ayton, Cam Johnson. I mean, he couldn't win shit over there, you know. Then he gets Chris Paul. Chris Paul shows him how to win. I would switch Jimmy. No, Jimmy Butler is, I mean, playoff Jimmy is crazy. Let's keep it moving.
To the top 10. At number 10, we've got Anthony Davis. I don't want to say it, but I think he might be a bit too high. We'll have to wait and see.
I don't know. I mean, I would put Anthony Davis more around the 11 to 15 mark. He is a bit too high, but when healthy, like Zion, he affects the court in winning like crazy. Both sides of the floor, he's amazing when healthy.
Another season. Number nine.
And before I go, and that's another thing. Anthony Davis is always hurt. I mean, it's like, damn, why are we – so we got Kawhi Leonard under Paul George because he's hurt more than Paul George. Well, we got Zion under Brandon Ingram and, you know, I mean, what are we doing here?
Nine, we've got LeBron James. Number eight, we've got SGA. Number seven, we've got Kevin Durant. Number six, we've got Jason Tatum. Top five now. Number five.
A lot of people had problems with the – Jason Tatum over Kevin Durant. In this point of their careers, I don't, man. I mean, Jason Tatum has been to four or five straight Eastern Conference Finals, the NBA Finals appearance. He's just had one sidekick, really, and a bunch of role players. You know, Jaylen Brown is amazing. He's amazing, you know. He's the Pippen to Jason Tatum's Jordan. Kevin Durant, I mean, you just had Kyrie and James Harden. That didn't go too well. Now you're trying to replicate it with Bradley Beal and Devin Booker. We'll see how that goes, you know. But I'm fine with Jason Tatum over Durant right now at this point in his career.
Five, we've got Steph Curry. Number four, we've got Luka Doncic. Top three, number three, Joel Embiid, the MVP. And that leaves us with two. At number two, we've got Nikola Jokic, which means at number one, we've got Giannis Antetokounmpo. So let me know in the comment section.
Top five, do I have a problem with that? Giannis, number one. Giannis is definitely the most dominant player in the world still to me. I mean, he doesn't have the jumper, the free throws. He doesn't have a lot of skill sets that Embiid and Jokic have. And he's able to dominate just as much, if not just a little more sometimes. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with – and you can flip-flop it either way, Jokic or Giannis, Giannis or Jokic. I'm fine with Embiid at number three. I probably would flip Steph and Luka, though. I mean, because Luka couldn't, like, he get Kyrie Irving the second half of the season, and they just plummet. They couldn't even make the playoffs and whatnot. But there's a lot of bogus rankings in here. I mean, how are you going to have dudes that are second, third best players on the team ranked over guys that are first best player on the team? These are not experts. These are biased opinions. You know, people getting in their feelings. They're like, oh, well, we're going to put Ja Morant low because, you know, the whole gun situation, this, that, and the third, we're going to punish him. You punish Zion and throw him way down there. But Kawhi Leonard is hurt just as much, and Paul George and Anthony Davis played a decent amount last year, but he's always hurt. You know, there's a lot of cats that always hurt like them, and you're not punishing them. So it's definitely some bias going on there. Once again, I want to thank you for tuning in to this bogus ESPN non-expert top 100 NBA rankings. and I'm out. Peace.